Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Tesla's make or break moment. We're on the brink of it. The car maker is racing to meet an ambitious production target for its highly anticipated Model 3 sedan, its mainstream electric car offering, and a key part of CEO Elon Musk's strategy to broaden the business. The stakes are high. The time is now. How will it all shake down for Tesla? All straight ahead after these tech headlines. A global body that oversees internet domain names is preparing a significant tightening of its privacy standards in response to new European Union policies. However, the U.S. government and some major American tech businesses warn the move will threaten their ability to track down bad actors on the internet. The expected change is a response by a multinational internet oversight body. It's called Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, to a new EU privacy rule aimed at protecting people's online data from indiscriminate use. In their push to lure Amazon, cities across America are facing some unintended demands. Those vying for Amazon's second headquarters risk facing at least one consequence to victory. Other companies in finalist cities demanding the same hefty tax breaks conferred on Amazon. The Journal notes it is a pitfall that often accompanies large tax incentive packages used to lure employers to a state. And pricier than Apple? Xiaomi's hot again, and investors could get burned. Back in 2014, the Chinese smartphone maker became the most valuable startup in the world. Then its star dimmed after missing sales targets. Now back on track, Xiaomi is looking at an IPO with valuations ranging from $80 billion to $200 billion. Is it in danger of repeating past mistakes? Read more at WSJ.com. Coming up, Tesla's make-or-break moment is fast approaching. Can Elon Musk race to meet an ambitious production target for the Model 3 sedan? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So Tesla is entering one of the most critical phases of its history as the carmaker must boost production of its much-hyped Model 3 sedan or possibly face some severe financial consequence. Let's get to the person with the latest. Joining us now on the line is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins in San Francisco. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
So we've been tracking Elon Musk's blood pressure for a while now. It's been, production hell, as he calls it. You report how Tesla is now entering a very important phase in its history, a make or break moment. Where is Tesla at? What are the stakes here?
Well, the stakes are huge. He has painted a picture of the future of personal transportation that has excited investors. And his ideas are talking about bringing self-driving cars to the masses, electric-powered vehicles, the electricity that would come from the solar systems and the stored in personal batteries at homes and offices, an entire vertical kind of ecosystem that is moving away from gasoline and human drivers. So it's huge, and it's helped drive the company's stock to record levels last year. But he continues to have problems with the Model 3 bringing this vehicle out. It raises questions about whether they can do this. The Model 3 is a sedan that is aimed at appealing to the masses, supposedly more affordable, that is really kind of a linchpin in his strategy to start generating the cash that he needs to start funding his ambitious goals for the future.
You were just at South by Southwest in Austin. What does he have to say publicly about the progress? Is he keeping positive?
Well, here's the magic of Elon Musk. The organizers of South by surprised attendees and kind of late on Saturday and said, hey, come out. He's going to be doing a presentation on Sunday morning. He had to have a special ticket to get in. And his fans lined up literally around an entire city block. It started on one end of the block and went around the corner and another corner and another corner. Literally a square was created of hundreds of people who wanted to hear what he had to say. For the faithful, he perhaps did not disappoint. He talked about going to Mars and what life will be like and all sorts of things. Now, when it came to Tesla, he seemed a little tired. In fact, the person on stage who was interviewing him asked him how much sleep he was getting and asked him what was keeping him up at night, what was his biggest concern.
So where does that leave Tesla? Because, it has a reputation for burning through cash, as we well know. If Tesla can't meet its goal, the pressure is on to raise money. How does that important issue of raising money pan out?
Yeah. really, when I talk to analysts, really what they're looking for is just some kind of progress towards meeting the goal. Even if you look at the analyst estimates for what they predict Tesla's going to be able to do with the Model 3, they're not expecting him to hit these soon. But they want to see that he's making progress and the company can do it. Now, the issue that Tesla has is it's only got so much money. And it's been burning through, on average, about $1 billion a quarter last year. A lot of that was because of the investment, the heavy investment to bring out the Model 3. It's expected to continue to have to spend heavily on investment this year. And so it essentially, if the cash burn rate continues from last year into this year, that $3.4 billion in cash that they have on hand would burn through pretty quickly throughout the year. Now, if he starts to approach reaching the goal of making 5,000 Model 3s a week on a continued basis for a quarter, for example, UBS estimates that that would go a long way to kind of tying off the cash bleed and improve the kind of the financial situation. Analysts also think that reaching that kind of goal will change the position that he's in when he goes to raise new funds. And so it's not going to the market in a need. It's going to the market because you just want to avoid kind of risk in the future, which is a way he likes to go to the markets in the past, is that making the case that he doesn't need to have the money necessarily, but it's prudent just to make sure you have an extra billion or so on hand.
Mm-hmm. And, speaking of Tesla's reputation, we've talked about how it's repeatedly defied the odds, but it's no longer a startup. It's a company that's grown and now trying to compete with the world's biggest car giants. Track record aside, what are its prospects for pulling this out and holding on to that tough-to-shake investor enthusiasm it's always had?
Yeah, the success of the Model 3 will be determined by the consumers, right? So they've got more than 400,000 reservations for the vehicle, which is a huge number for the automotive industry and speaks to the excitement out there for Tesla among potential customers. And so once those vehicles start to arrive and customers, if they like them and word of mouth grows and there's more demand, that will help not only Tesla raise money, but it will also improve further the investment case for Tesla and make it easier for it to raise money. So kind of all three of these things are kind of connected. It's the excitement for the vehicles and the company. It is the cash burn. How can it keep the money on hand to kind of bring this dream to the future? And the idea that it needs more money is then kind of tied up on, well, do people, are they excited for it, right? So it's kind of a cycle.
Yeah, there's a lot we have to wait and see for, but that's the latest. Tim Higgins, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins has the very latest on all things Tesla. You can head to WSJ.com for more. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.